Solis was considered the frontrunner from the start. He used to be a teacher, then served as special assistant to Superintendent Mike Miles. He knows he faces a steep learning curve in his new job and lists building relationships as his first big hurdle.
My father always taught me trust in relationships. Those things, they start with a conversation. And it starts with you saying, here's who I am, here's what I believe, and I'd love to hear your thoughts, your history. And so what I want to do is I want to start having conversations with fellow trustees, conversations with the superintendent, and conversations with the community.
Solis knows some view him as a Miles backer, but says he'll be objective in his assessment of the superintendent. School Board President Eric Cowan arrived at Solis's victory party to welcome the new trustee and says Solis will have a lot to learn.
It will take 6 to 9 months, like it does most trustees, to learn how the system works and how you maneuver through, you know, policies and procedures and board meetings. He's further ahead than I was when I won.
Across town at opponent Christy Lara's event, Rena Honey, who leads Dallas's largest teacher organization, says both candidates were well qualified. Her group backed Lara, who, like the teachers, questioned reforms pushed by Miles. Now, Honey will reach out to Solis, the newest member of the board.
And so we'll see what plays from now until that election time.
Solis will serve the rest of the term vacated by Adam Medrano, now a Dallas City Councilman. Solis already plans to seek re-election this spring and could face Christy Lara again. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.